到八节。我们一起来读以赛亚书六章一到八节的经文。Let's read together the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1 to 8.当我们看到这个PowerPoint 上的经文，我们一起来诵读神的话语。当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。有一撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。这一段经文呢，给我们看到那坐在高天宝座上的我们荣耀的主、荣耀的王的景象，让我们看到神是何等的伟大，何等的圣洁。让我们看到在以赛亚看到这样的景象之后，他所发出对神的敬畏和对自己的罪的认知。所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们也应当带着这样的敬畏和敬畏的心来到他的面前，也知道我们本是灭亡的，是不配的，但是主耶稣基督的宝血如今已经除掉了我们的罪孽，已经赦免了我们的罪恶，使我们可以来敬拜他。让我们一起来把赞美和荣耀归给坐在宝座上的圣洁羔羊。
像圣洁羔羊，我们俯伏敬拜你，昔在今在以后永在，唯有你是全能真神。坐在宝座上圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，心为荣耀全世都归给你，直到永远。望万主之中，唯有你已配得敬拜和尊崇。万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。坐在宝座上圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，喜在今在 真神，坐在宝座上尊贵羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给你，直到永远。万王之王，万主之主，唯有你配得的敬拜和尊崇。万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。万王之王，万王之王，万主之主，唯有你一配的敬拜和尊重。万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。
约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。在上个主日，冯涛弟兄跟我们分享了什么是恩典。恩典呢，并不是那些地上的、有形的、暂时的、物质上我们所想能想象到的好处。神是借着耶稣基督道成肉身，将神本性一切的丰盛和他的恩典赐给我们，使我们的罪得赦免，得着永恒的生命。这恩典就像我们在下一首诗歌《奇异恩典》当中所说的，我罪前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼今得看见。我们一起来唱《奇异恩典》。
奇异恩典，何等甘甜，我罪得赦免。前我失丧，今被寻回，瞎眼睛的看见。
Amazing Grace,
Amazing Grace, How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.See you.
下面请 Abraham 弟兄来带我们祷告。
诗篇104篇一节到第十四节，一节到第十三节，是诗篇一百零一篇的起，一节到第十三节，你们要称谢耶和华，求告他，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌，谈论他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中当欢喜，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。他仆人亚伯拉罕的后裔，他所拣选的雅各的子孙啊，你们要纪念他奇妙的作为和他的奇事和他口中的判语。他是耶和华我们的神，全地都有他的判断。他纪念他的约，直到永远，他所吩咐的，直到千代。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，我们来到你的面前，我们敬拜你。主，我们来到你面前的时候，我们实在是献上感恩。主啊，你带领我们啊，在创世以前，主啊，你就拣选了我们。主啊，你让我们来到你面前的时候，主，我们原本不配，但是因着你的恩典，我们今天得蒙你的救赎。主啊，我们站在你的殿中，得以来敬拜你，这位万神之神，万王之王，你这位信实的神，你纪念你的约直到永远。主啊，今天我们来到你的面前，我们在这里蒙着你的恩典，不是靠着我们自己，主啊，乃是靠着你的恩典。主啊，我们献上感谢。主，你在十字架上做成了救恩，也在父神的右边每天替我们求。主啊，我们求你常常思想你向我们所显的这样极大的恩典。主啊，你不按我们的罪过待我们，你不按我们的罪孽报应。主啊，你让我们让我们的过犯就像洞里西这么远，让我们的过犯离我也有这么远。我们蒙了你的拯救，我们蒙了你的赦免。主啊，我们心存感恩来到你面前。主啊，我们也每天蒙你极大的恩典在我们生命当中。主啊，我们愿意在这样的恩典当中，主啊，你恩待我们教会众弟兄姐妹。我们不在这个恩典当中，在这样极大的在你极大的怜悯当中，主，我们不是就坐在那里单单的享用，主啊，乃是心里能够警醒。主啊，我们也彼此能够来到你的面前来相劝，只是能够在你面前审查我们自己。主啊，我们在你的救恩当中，不是在你的救恩当中，在你的恩典当中懒惰成人。主啊，乃是在你的恩典当中，被你的恩典所奋起，主啊，在你的恩典当中，来更热心的来寻求认识你，来被你来所改变，被你所造就，主啊，让你愿在我们身上要成就的功，过来成就。主啊，我们相信你在这里设立教会，主啊，你对所有来到这个地方的儿女有你极大的心意，主啊，你要在我们当中来造就我们，来改变我们。主啊，让我们这次能够磨成神儿子的样式，把我们这个教会仰望在你的手中。主啊，你恩待保守，在我们每一个人身上你要做成的工作。主啊，求你让我们有这样的看见，也求你让我们这次能够放弃自己的顽梗悖逆，能够愿意谦卑的来到你面前，来与你同工，让你在我们生命上当中所要做成的工作，借着我们弟兄姐妹在一起的聚会，借着在一起对你话语的学习，借着我们一起的交通分享，借着我们在一起的服侍，主啊，你在我们生命当中来做成你要做成的工作。主啊，孩子把我们这个教会仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你在我们弟兄姐妹生命当中持续的来做这个门徒的训练的工作。主啊，让我们真是不光是得着你的救恩，更是你让你在我们生命当中做我们的主。主啊，我们不光是在生命当中做一个信徒，更是来做一个门徒。主啊，让无论是在读经、祷告、服事、敬拜各个方面，每日的实际的生活当中，主啊，都接受门徒的训练，主啊，都被你的话语来归正， 来教导来督责，也受着圣灵的管制和带领。亲爱的主，还是求你帮助我们，让我们这是能够生命当中日日被你改变。主啊，能够这真是每日能够飞向灵敏的高处。主啊，让我们正站在高处能够蒙想得蒙你在我们生命当中所要做成那种极大的恩典和极大的丰富的供应。主啊，真是让我们生命当中能够让你在我们生命当中做成你所要做的事情，就是让我们不光是要得生命，并且得的更丰盛。主啊，还是感谢你，主，我们继续把我们教会的施工仰望在你的手中。主，我们继续把教会接下来教会各样聚会实体聚会的开放的安排仰望在你的手中。主啊，你圣灵在我们当中做带领的工作。主啊，你让我们弟兄姐妹在你面前，主啊，有统一的看见。主啊，所有的安排都求你圣善的灵的带领，也赐给我们弟兄姐妹在你面前有一个完全信靠的信心。主，我们求你的保守，在这个聚会的地方就拦阻一切的细菌的传播。主啊，你让我们弟兄姐妹在这段时间当中真实的经历在你里面所有的从你而来的出人意外的平安，也从你而来的那种保守，主啊，这是世界上所不能给的。亲爱的主，求你恩待我们。主啊，你也把我们做弟兄姐妹个人光景仰望在你的手中。主，生命当中身体有软弱的，生活当中有难处的，主啊，巴不得你正是在我们这样的光景当中，主，你让我们在生命当中持守我们所有的盼望，持守我们所有的信心。主啊，借着这样表明我们是一个蒙恩的人，表明我们是一个得救的人，也知道主啊，你在我们生命当中会带领我们走过一切的难处。主啊，也求你保守我们生命当中有软弱的，主，你加力量；生病的，求你医治。亲爱的主，孩子也把我们弟兄姐妹在你面前的敬拜交在你的手中。主啊，我们把我们每一个人在你面前，无论是实体还在线上的聚会，主，我们弟兄姐妹在你面前的聚会，按着心灵和诚实的敬拜，主，愿你得着，愿你得蒙喜悦，也愿你的祝福临到众弟兄姐妹。主，孩子也特别为我们教会当中所有的父亲祷告。主，在这个父亲节的时候，主，你恩待我们的父亲，每一位做父亲的，主啊，在你面前，主啊，这真是让我们认识你这位天父，主啊，认识你极大的恩典，认识你极大的救恩，认识你奇妙的作为，也让我们在生命当中，就是能够做一个你所要我们做的一个合你心意的父亲。主啊，把你的祝福赐福给我们每一个教会当中每一个做父亲的，主啊，在这个时候你是恩典。主啊，我们把以下的聚会弟兄姐妹在你面前的敬拜话语的宣讲都仰望在你的手中。主啊，你是恩典。主啊，你真是用你的话语来教导我们。主啊，圣灵在我们众弟兄姐妹心里来做感动的工作。主啊，当我们听的时候，我们有耳听，也有心愿意来跟随。
刚刚 Stuart 就跟我讲说，
主孩子，感谢你，求你继续接受我们的敬拜，这样祷告，耶稣基督去做。
我们今天这个世界正处于一种混乱和不安的状态当中，人是无法从这个地上来找到真正的平安。但是感谢神，他叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。今天我们都是主耶稣的宝血赎买回来的人，所以我们在这样的环境下，我们是否应该更多的思考我们得救的确据，好让我们可以坦然地面对我们还有气息的每一天。这是我信息，我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和。我们要每天向他献上我们的赞美。我来唱下一首诗歌，有福的确据。有福的确据，耶稣是我握紧的心上天堂的荣耀，恢复身后死里的救赎，从 圣灵的声，宝血洗净，这是我心系我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱颂，这是我心系我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和，完全顺服主，快乐无比，天堂的荣耀现在我心里，天使带信息有天降临，传报主怜悯，述说出爱，这是我信息我的诗歌，赞美我救主，主也唱颂，这是我信息我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和，完全顺服主，万事安宁，我在救主里喜乐满心怀，时刻仰望主，静心等待，满得主恩惠，尽与主爱，这是我信息我的诗歌，赞美我救主，救的丈夫，这是我信息我的诗歌，赞美我救主，昼夜唱和。下面把时间交给冯涛弟兄。
感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，我们来到神的殿中。
Thank God, and this morning we come to the presence of God.
我们知道今天是父亲节。
And we know today is the Father's Day.
圣经中没有父亲节这种概念。
And in Bible, of course, there's no concept like Father's Day.
圣经中也没有母亲节的这个节日。
Of course, there's the Mother's Day either.
所以这都是人自己定的节日。
Of course, this is a holiday we made up.
当然了，这种节日也没有什么不好的地方。
Of course, nothing wrong with those holidays.
那么这些节日呢？世人可能是把荣耀归给他在地上的父亲和母亲。
Of course, those days and people probably at that time give the honor to their parents, fathers, mothers.
但是作为基督徒，我们知道。荣耀是单单只归于至高之处的神的。
Of course, as a Christian, we give our glory, honor to our Heavenly Father, and it's the Most High God.
那么，作为父亲节、母亲节，对于基督徒来说，这是我们一个很好的机会，让我们从圣经中来看，我们怎样做一个合神心意的父亲或者母亲。
Of course, Father's and Mother's Day for our Christian, that's a good opportunity for us. We can look at from Bible, see how can we become a mother, a father according to God's will.
那么对于基督徒来说，父亲节、母亲节当然不是一个归荣耀给人的日子。
Of course, Father's Day, Mother's Day is not, as a Christian, is not a time to give the glory to people.
那父亲节、母亲节更是提醒我们，我们做父亲的、做母亲的。有没有做一个合神心意的父亲和母亲
？And Father's Day, Mother's Day for Christians should remind us as a father, as a mother, are we become a father, mother according to God's will?
虽然今天父亲节，我们不是要把荣耀归给在座的父亲们，但是我们还是会说一声在座的父亲们，父亲节快乐。
Even though that we don't give glory to the fathers here or online, but we still want to say Happy Father's Day.
快乐 作为父亲在这一天快乐一点还是可以的。
Have a little happiness of a father, that's great for today.
但是在这个对于父亲来说可以有一点点快乐的日子当中，更是让我们想起作为每一个父亲有极大的责任。
Of course, and today as we wish our father happy Father's Day, and we also want to say, as a father, we have a great responsibility.
既然用父亲这样的一个称谓的话，自然就会让我们想到孩子。
And when we think about the name of a father, we automatically think about is the child, children.
我们知道现在在美国有一些地方是非常混乱，那么有些人呢会冲到商店里面去偷东西啊，抢东西。
We know that recently that there's a very chaotic situation happened around a US city, and some people just ran into the store, robbed the store, and steal the things.
那么就有一位呢看到在这些就是到商店里去抢劫的人当中，居然有很多小孩子，他们也到商店里去抢东西、偷东西。
And then we see in the news that when the people went into the shop to steal or to rob things, there's a lot of them are actually kids.
这位朋友就感到，哎呀，他说，这些孩子怎么也可以做这些事情呢？真是太可恶了。
And then one person just said, well, how come the kids are doing this type of things? It's really terrifying.
然后哎呀，这些孩子太糟糕，太坏了。
And they will say, oh, those kids are too bad.
那旁边就有一位就告诉他，就说这些孩子啊，好可怜，因为他们没有父亲教他。
And then I think it's in the newscast at that time, a bystander said to the other guy, said,Don't think they are terrible or bad. Actually, they are very, very pitiful for them because most of them actually they don't have a father figure in their life to teach them.
对，所以当我看到这个新闻的时候，这其实让我们想起每一个做父亲的有很大的责任。
So when I watch this news, it reminds me every one of us as a father, we have a huge responsibility.
啊，我们不希望我们自己的孩子。有一天人们看到我们自己，看到我们的孩子会说，哎呀，这个孩子太可怜，因为他的父亲没有教他。
And we obviously we think we don't want one day someone see our kids and would say, it's so pity for him because his father or her father didn't teach him or her.
每一个父亲都想给孩子留下点什么。
And every father should leave something for their children.
都希望把最好的留给自己的孩子。
And we all want to leave the best to our children.
我们先来读几处经文，圣经的经文，我们从圣经经文当中来看，我们做父亲能够真正给孩子留下什么。
So let's read some scripture, and today, so let's think, meditate, as a father, what we can really leave to our children.
我们可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们一起来读箴言的二十章第七节。
And we can look on the screen. Let's read together Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7.
然后我们再读箴言十四章和二十六节。
And then 14:26.
可以看到眼前屏幕，我们一起来读箴言二十章七节起。行为纯正的义人，他的子孙是有福的。箴言十四章二十六节起，敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。感谢神，神的话语我们读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
Thank God, this is scripture we're going to read, and let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们今天特别的为在座的父亲们来祷告，愿神的话语。刻在我们每一个做父亲的心板上面。
And today we special pray for every father, today, and may word of God can put in our heart, each one of our father's heart.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp upon our feet and the light upon our path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
在有一次这个教会的一个聚会当中，那么当时这个讲员就问在座的教会会友弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And one time I remember in the church's gathering, and the speaker asked the audience a question.
问就是在座的各位父亲母亲、爸爸妈妈们，你们认为对孩子的一生来说，什么是最重要的？
And the question is, and I want to ask all the parents here, father mothers, what do you think is the most important that the kids should have in their life?
当时就有一个年轻的朋友就回答，当时他是一个准父亲，他的孩子还在他妻子的肚子里还没有生出来，一个准父亲。
At that time, among the audience, there's a young man standing up, and at that time, he is yet to be a father because his child is still in his wife's womb.
然后这个准父亲，年轻的准父亲就说呢，我认为拥有一项谋生的技能啊，对我孩子来说是最重要的。
And this father-to-be said, I think there is a skill, life skill, or skill to make a living is very important to my child.
所以呢，我希望以后可以让我的孩子或者我留给他一项谋生的技能，或者我帮助他去拥有一项谋生的技能，这样的话他以后在这个世界上可以生存。
So I would hope, or I will help him or her that learn a skill of a skill that make a living so that he can survive in his work.
所以就像这个年轻的准父亲，很多时候我们做父亲的都想给孩子留下点什么。
So just like this young man, and every one of us want to leave us something to our children.
但是说到谋生技能这件事情上面，这其实是很高的要求。
And but if you think about the skill to make a living, that's actually pretty high requirement.
因为很多很多的技能在这一段时间有用，过一段时间就一点用都没有了。
Because in today's world, the skill of making living may be useful in this time, and after a while, it's useless.
我那天看到有一个弟兄啊，他已经工作了很多年了。
And a couple of days ago, I see a brother, and he worked many years.
哎，但是他也在学一些新的技术，新的这个计算机编程语言。
And but he is learning some new programming language, program skill.
因为这个职场总是在变化。
Because the work field change all the time.
如果你总是抓着你的那些东西，很快你就没有办法在这个世界上就是找到一个合适的位置。
In today's work field, if you're always just stuck with your old skill, it may be just you couldn't find your place.
对，当然这个父亲他的想法，他是真的是希望孩子以后能够独立啊，能够有一个好的生活。
Of course, this father's thinking is very obvious. He wants to.The children have that skill of making living, so one day he can independent, he can make his life.
但是呢，我们做父亲的要承认，我们智慧有限。
And but we have to acknowledge as a father, we are actually have a limited wisdom.
那么很多父亲呢，也想给孩子留下很大一笔遗产，因为有一天我们总是要离开自己的孩子嘛，留什么呢？留下一大笔遗产。
And some father may think is I got to leave my children some kind of a big chunk of a son of a.Inheritance.
但是我们知道，很多的时候，这一大笔遗产不一定给孩子带来幸福，可能带来灾祸的。
And but sometimes we could come to realize maybe a big chunk of inheritance may not be a blessing to them. It could be a disaster for them.
当然，有些年轻人太早的拥有一大笔财富，他可能很快的就迷失了自己。
We see a lot of cases. Sometimes the young people in the very young age inherit a big chunk of our inheritance, and they lost.
当然呢，还有更多更多更可怕的悲剧。我们大家可能就是有些朋友都知道那个惠妮休斯顿她的女儿的事情。
And sometimes we see all those examples, like Whitney Houston and her daughter. We can see that tragedy.
然后我们知道惠妮休斯顿给他女儿留下了很大一笔财富，但是他的女儿很早就死去了。
We know that Whitney Houston actually left a lot of big chunk of money for her daughter, but daughter actually died at a very early age.
当然很多人会觉得这笔财富可能让很多很多的人就是眼红啊，去争抢啊，就是各种很可怕很丑恶的事情发生。
Yeah, maybe the people think that the great chunk of inheritance will be cause a lot of argument, people try to grab all those things.
对，我们今天在父亲节，我们一个方面看到父亲有重大的责任，一个方面我们说啊，我们要给孩子留下点什么，到底我们留什么呢？或者我们什么可以真正的留下去呢？
So today when we come to the Father's Day, we consider that Father has a huge responsibility. On the other hand, what do we think about what we can left, what we can leave for our children.
啊，其实我们真正可以留给孩子的，或者给我们孩子真正给他有一个深刻的一个影响，就是我们留给他我们的榜样。
And actually, the things we can leave to our children actually has a profound impact in our children's life is that we leave our examples.
我们在这个世界上怎样行事为人？
How do we do in our life?
我们是一个怎样的人？
And what kind of people are we?
这是我们孩子的榜样。
And this is the example for our children.
我们真正可以留给孩子的，影响他的生命，影响的最深的，就是在我们孩子心中，我是一个怎样的父亲，或者我是一个怎样的人。
And so the things we can leave the most impression to our children and have profound impact in their life is in their impression, how do I live my life? And or in the other word, what kind of person am I?
所以很多的时候我们做父亲往往在思想啊，我们为孩子去忧虑，为孩子的将来忧虑，但是斯布真说什么呢？我们不如把这些思考，把这些忧虑更多的放在我们自己身上，我们要成为一个怎样的父亲，成为一个怎样的人，他说这是更有智慧的。
And so a lot of time we have concerns, we have worries for the future of our childrenBut Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon said that if we turn on those worries and concerns into ourselves and focus ourselves become what kind of person, probably that is a more wise way to do.
然后斯布顿接下来说，倘若我们在神面前行为纯正，所带给我们子孙的祝福远胜留给他们万贯家财。
And Spurgeon further explains that if we walk before the Lord in integrity, we should do more to bless our descendants than if we bequeath them with the larger of estate.
然后斯布顿说，父亲圣洁的生活是子孙最丰富的遗产。
And then he said, a father's holy life is a richer legacy for his son.
这其实就是我们今天一开始所读的圣经的经文。那么当斯布顿看到箴言二十章七节，斯布顿就写下刚才那些话。
And this is actually Spurgeon when he read the Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7 and then he wrote the things we just read.
当我看到这句话的时候，我觉得哎呀，真的是好像这个晨钟暮鼓一样，让我们做父亲的可以清醒一下。
And when I read what it says, I just feel suddenly like some kind of big warning, a big shock. Let us come to the sense that how should we become a father?
确实很多父亲，尤其是华人的父亲，我们很多，当然母亲也是这样啊，很多时候我们花很多的时间为孩子忧虑，为孩子做各种各样的事情，为孩子去谋划，去准备，去积攒财富啊。
It's true that our fathers, especially the Chinese fathers or mothers, that we spend a lot of time to concern, to worry about our children and to prepare for our children, for example, prepare their college tuition.
那斯布顿说呢，真正一个父亲呢， 你把这些忧虑，你把这些会花在儿女身上的这些你的谋划呀，你的计算，你的能，你的这个心思啊，用一点用在你自己的身上，你要成为一个怎样的人，怎样的父亲，这才是更明智更有智慧的。
But Spurgeon simply put, if you spend some of your concern, some of your plan, some of the energy in terms of prepare for your child, for your children, and spend a little bit to yourself in terms of how yourself become what kind of person, that probably is a much wiser way.
所以因为你真正可以给孩子留下来的是什么，就是你的榜样。
Because the things you can truly leave to your children is your examples.
就是行为纯真的义人才真正的会让他的子孙成为有福的人。
And basically according to a proverb, that righteous man walks in his integrity, then it's a blessing to his sons.
很多时候我们在父亲节的时候，我们都会关注到孩子啊，我应该怎样教导孩子啊，我应该怎样管教孩子。
And a lot of times in Father's Day, we think about children. And how can I discipline my children? How do I teach my children?
但圣经事实上却提醒我们，我们首先做父亲，看我们自己，我们要成为一个怎样的人，这才是真正对我们孩子负责。
So the Bible reminds us that as a father, we got to look at ourselves. If we want to be truly responsible for our children, then this is a good way to do it. How do I live my life?
有很多很多的人啊，就是人们很给他们很多荣誉，很多所谓的成功人士哈，他们往往就会说，哎呀，我的父母给我一个很好的榜样。
And we see a lot of successful person and people give them a lot of honors, and a lot of time they will say, my parents give me a good example, set me a good example.
他并不说，哎呀，我父母给我留下万贯家财啊，啊，我父母把我送到很好的大学啊，他们可能往往不会这样，他会说，我父母给我有一个很好的榜样。
And most time they won't say that my father, my parents leave me a big son of an estate or send me to a good university, they already say,My parents sent me a good example.
那么作为一个行为纯正的义人的孩子，他得到什么福气呢？
And so what kind of blessing that a righteous man walking his integrity that his children will have?
那么第一个很明显了，他继承了他父亲的名誉。
And of course, if a father is a righteous man walking in his righteousness, and the blessing that his children, the first thing his children will have,is inherit his name, good name.
一个人的名誉是非常重要的。
A good name is very important for a person.
我们看到这个孩子，我们就说，哦，他是谁谁谁的孩子。
And when we see a child, we said, okay, this is somebody's son or daughter.
这个给孩子带来极大的祝福。
And this is a great blessing to children.
他是谁家里的孩子，他的父亲是谁。
Because this is the children of what family, who is their father.
那么当然了，更大的福气就是他可以成为一个像他父亲那样的人，一个行为纯正的。
Of course, another blessing that he or she can become a person like their father. It's a righteous man walking his integrity.
那么什么是行为纯正呢？
And what that means, walking in the integrity.
那么在旧约圣经，也就是箴言啊，箴言是旧约圣经当中一卷书。在旧约圣经当中，行为纯正的人，就是在上帝面前行为纯正的人。
And in the Old Testament, when you talk about a person who's in integrity, and you always talk about a person as acting in integrity in front of God.
然后忠心。敬虔在上帝面前做一个守约的人。
Basically, it's referred to that godly person and faithful and keep the covenant.
当然，我们在今天早上的成人主义学，我们也说，我们人都是软弱的，我们没有办法能够，守约，真正守约到底。
Of course, in today's Sunday school, we mentioned that all of us, we are weak. We cannot keep the covenant to the end.
但是呢， 神喜悦我们有一个这样的一个敬虔的态度，努力的态度，我们竭力奔跑，我们去做一个合神心意的人。
But God is like delight in us, have this attitude of a press on and do our try our best to become a godly person.
所以我们知道不是我们可以做到，而是我们因为爱神，神爱我们，我们愿意竭力这样去做一个合神心意的人，荣耀神的名。
So we understand it's not by ourselves we can do it, but we like to be pressed on to become a person that please God and give the glory to God.
以前有一个很著名的基督徒叫做小德兰，一个姊妹。
There is a saint in the Christian history. She is a sister.
然后他就说，人们谈到，哎呀，你怎么可以这么有信心？你怎么可以一直这样的就是竭力奔跑，去竭力竭尽全力的去讨神的喜悦，做一个合神心意的人？有时候你软弱跌倒失败，但是你又不灰心呢。
And people ask her that how come you become such a person? You can always press on, you always pursue your faith, and even sometimes you have a fall, you have a weak moment, but you're not lose hope.
结果这个小德兰就说他的秘诀是什么呢？
And then the sister said her secret is,
他说做小孩子就是我的这个秘密。
She said that become a little child, it's my secret.
他说你看小孩子跌倒了，他很容易就爬起来，他徘徘徊继续跑。
He says if you look at those little kids, and if they fall,They don't care. They get up and they run again.
因为他没有很沉重的负担。
Because he doesn't have a heavy burden.
那大人就不是一样这样了。
And adult is not like this.
一个大人走着走着，砰，摔一跤。
If an adult he when walk on the street they fall down.
然后他第一个反应就，哎，有没有人看到啊
？And his or her first reaction would be someone watch me.
哎呀，好丢脸啊。
It's a really a shame. I fall.
我再不要跑了。
So I don't want to run.
我再不想丢脸了。
I don't want to be lose face anymore.
什么是这个不愿意再跑的人的负担呢？所谓成年人的负担。
And what is the burden for those adult? They don't want to run again.
他的骄傲是他的负担。
Because it's a pride.
他的自高是他的负担。
And his self pride is his burden.
那小德兰说，小孩子没有这些。
And this little sister, the same sister said, kids doesn't have this.
小孩子没有一个天性，一个纯良的孩子啊，不是那么骄傲，不是那么自我为中心。那摔一跤有什么呢？爬起来再跑呗。
And a little child probably don't have so many pride, and it's not so self-centered. When you fall, you just get up, run again.
所以怎样我们可以做一个？纯正的人，在上帝面前做一个纯正的人。
So how we become a righteous person walking in integrity in front of God?
所以圣经要行公义，好怜悯，最重要的要怎样？存谦卑的心与神同行。
And the Bible said, "Do justice, have mercy, but most importantly, humbly walk with God."
然后我们再看纯正。当然了，我们看到纯正，我们会知道这个人呐、他是一个真实的，他在人前人后是一样的。
And we talk about integrity, and we said this person is kind of real, either in front of people or away from people.
然后他说的跟他行的是一样，言行是一致，人前人后是一样。
And integrity not only in front of people, away from people is the consistent, and his action as a word is the same.
然后他的信仰跟他的生活是一致。
And then his faith is the same as his life.
对，今天很多的时候，就是一个人的信仰，如果跟他的生活是完全脱节的，或者没有关系的，那他不是一个纯正的人。
So if today the person and his faith and his life is completely separate, different, then we cannot call this person as in his integrity.
当一个人读圣经的时候，他看见耶主耶稣基督说，人不要 又侍奉金钱，又侍奉上帝，人只能侍奉一样。
And when you read the Bible, it's that Jesus said you cannot serve money and serve God at the same time. You only can serve one.
他会点头，哎呀，说的太对了。耶稣的话真是对呀，有智慧。
He nodded his head. He said, "Yes, Jesus said it's right. It's a very wise word."
但在实际的生活当中呢
？But in his real life,
他是赚钱呐、啊，赚钱当然很重要啊。
And is making money, of course, it's important.
啊，就是，哎呀，去教会聚会，那有时间就去一下呗。
And his life and go to church to worship, it's just depend on if I have a time or not. If I have time, I go there.
要去挣钱的机会不能耽误的。
But to make money, I cannot lose every opportunity.
但是读圣经的时候，就哎呀，对对对，圣经的话是对。
When you read the Bible, yeah, it's right. Bible said it's right.
但生活中完全是另外一个样子。
But in life, we completely different practice.
啊，我前段时间看到一个新闻，我们知道现在可能有些做家长的可能知道哈，现在就是有些华人的孩子写了一些公开信，表达自己对现在美国这种。一些社会运动的一些看法。
Not long ago I see this in the news. I think most of us know that there's some Chinese children, and they wrote some article published in the internet to express their view about their parents how deal with the social problem right now we have.
然后呢，当然这些孩子的意见跟他们父母的意见有些方面是。不一样，甚至是完全对立的。
Of course, the children's those children's view of the social issue is completely different from their parents.
啊，有些父母就很生气啊！哎呀，花那么多钱把你送到那么好的学校，怎么现在变成这个样子
？So some parents have got very mad, very sad, spend all the money send you to college, and now you become completely have a different view from us.
然后我看到有一个父亲的留言，我就哎呀，觉得这个父亲这个留言让我，就是很意外。当然也是个很正常的现象。
And in this article, there's some readers comment, and I saw a father left his comment, and I look at his comment, it's kind of a little surprised to me.
然后这个父亲说：“哎呀，这个小孩真是不听话，我不是一直教他吗？人前是这一套，人后是另外一个样子。”你不要把这个混为一谈呢、啊、你当人的面前你这样说一说漂亮话可以你心里不要这样想啊。
And this father actually made a comment, he said, I have been always teaching my children, you got different, treat different in front of people, you say something right, it's okay, but behind you should be kind of different.
这是完全不听我教啊这怎么变成这个样子你心里想想看你说出来干什么呢
And he said that his children just never listened to his teaching. And just what you think in your heart, you don't have to speak out for other people.
So, 我看到我是哎呀，我是我有还是有点感谢神。
And when I see this, I thought I'm kind of thank God that.
哎呀，感谢神啊！虽然这个孩子是这样的被教育长大，但是他没有成为这样的人。
And I was.Kind of thank God that even this child was taught by his father that way, but this child actually didn't do as his father taught.
从小被父亲教导呀，就是人前一套，人背后一套，心里的想法啊，不一定非要在人面前讲出来，讲人前就说一些冠冕上的话、漂亮的话，那就好了。
And so he was told by his father that just do differently in front of people, behind the people.Or what you think in your heart and speak out don't have to be the same.
我相信这一个父亲为他的孩子已经付出了很多很多了，能够把孩子送到那样的学校，我相信付出了很多很多。
I believe this father has done a lot for his child and send his child to the university, good university.
但是非常遗憾的是，他真正应该留给孩子的，他却留下了一个错误的。
Unfortunately, what you truly have to leave to his children or child is a bad example.
任何一个孩子在他的成长过程当中，当然他有他思想成熟的一个过程。
Of course, every child, when you grow up, there is a process in getting mature.
这个阶段他可能看一些问题是幼稚的， 过一段时间他会慢慢成熟的。
And one stage they maybe see certain issue naively, and later on you become mature.
这是一个正常的现象。
And this is a normal process.
所以我们做父母的应该理解。
And as a parent, we should understand this process.
但是什么是不正常？不正常就是，哎呀，让我们的孩子从小就做一个不纯正的人。
But what is unnatural is during this natural process, we teach our children to not behave, not act in the integrity.
这就是非常非常值得我们警醒的一件事情，就是给我们孩子不是真正的为他们的好处，这可能给我们孩子一生带来很大的伤。
And this is serve as a remind to us, is it for their good? Actually, this type of behavior, not acting in his or her integrity, actually can bring a harm to whole life.
所以我们做父亲的，我们想给我们孩子留下最好的，不仅仅是把他送到最好的大学，不仅仅是留下遗产啊，或者是技能啊之类的这些。
So as a father, if we want to leave our children something that we not only leave them for a big chunk of our estate or send them to the best university and teach them a good skill of making living.
当然我再补充说一句啊，如果做父亲父母亲有这个能力，当然还是应该这样做啊。
Of course, I just want to say if you have that ability to do all those things, that's good to do.
但是你要更加重要的就是你把这个注意力放在你自己身上，我做一个怎样的父亲，纯正的人。这才是给我孩子带去最大的祝福。
But most importantly, you put your focus on yourself. How am I become a godly person and a person in the integrity? And that will bring a great blessing to your child.
那么这个纯正的人当然是言行一致，人前人后一致哈。
And this integrity, of course, we refer to is the always consistent in front of people.Away from people and in action, in the deed, in our language.
然后就是正直啊，不虚谎啊，这些。
And no falsehood and be true, real.
但最最重要，对于基督徒来说，纯正是什么呢？就是他的心思意念完全是按照神的心思意念行事，就是他心里的他的选择、他的判断跟上帝的心意是一致的，这个叫纯。
And for Christian, in his integrity means that his thoughts, his ideas is the same as his judgment, is the same as God's judgment and God's thought and God's heart.
当他做很多选择判断的时候，他不是说，哎呀，这个对我有没有什么利，对我的孩子有没有什么利，对我这个种族这个有什么利，他的判断是上帝怎么说。
And when they make a judgment and make the determination, is not thinking about whether it's beneficial myself, my children, or even my race, but rather what God says.
特别在今天这个所谓的政治环境当中，很多人就是可能马上要做出一些选择啊。这个他说：“哎呀，如果这个政治人物他如果掌有权柄，会对我有什么影响啊？对我孩子有什么影响？很多会把这个放在第一位。”
And in this political season, that people make a lot of decisions. If this person becomes in power, this political figure in power, then what kind of benefit will to me and to my children?
但是一个纯正的父亲呢，纯正的基督徒父亲呢
？But if a Christian father and in his integrity,
他会说神的心意是怎样
？And he will ask, "What's God's will?"
哪怕是神的心意，可能眼前看跟我的利益啊就不符，但是我还是要按照神的心意行事，这个叫在上帝面前纯正。
Even if we do according to God's will, may not be bring a benefit or to me, and even that case, I'm still walking in the according to God's will. That's called integrity from God.
就是如果我们做父亲，能够做一个纯正的。人在上帝面前做一个纯正的人，或做一个纯正的基督徒，这是给我们孩子带来最大的福气。
So basically, it's the greatest blessing that God we can bring to our children is as a father, if we can become a person, is in integrity in front of God. That's the the biggest blessing we can bring to our kids.
每到父亲节的时候，我们都会看到以弗所书六章四节，这里告诉我们：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着神的教训和警戒养育他。
And every Father's Day, we always refer to this passage in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It said, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以呢，这里面最大的原则就是，一定是按照神的教训和警戒来养育我们的孩子。
So here, the biggest thing here is we always that bring up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord.
不是按我们自己的心意。
It's not according to our own will to bring them up.
不是，哎，我希望我的孩子成为一个什么样的人。
It's not that what I hope, what kind of person that they should become.
我就拼命地把我孩子往那条路上推。
And then I just push them to that way.
圣经说，按着神的教训和警戒来养育我们的孩子。
The Bible says to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以我们培养我们孩子成为一个什么样的人呢？
So how do we bring them up?What kind of person we want to bring them up to?
培养我们的孩子成为一个能够归荣耀给上帝的人。
And we want to bring them up that so they can become a person that give glory to God.
培养我们的孩子成为一个真正爱上帝、爱别人的人。
And bring them up so they are truly love God and love their neighbors.
或者作为父亲哈，我们培养我们的孩子成为耶稣基督的精兵和战士。
And or as a father, we bring them up so they become a soldier.For Jesus Christ.
所以这里用教训和警戒。
So here used instruction and discipline.
这是军事用语，在当时的希腊是军事用语。
And in that term, at that time in the Greek language, this is the military term.
军队里的士兵那是要训练的。
And in the military, the soldier has to be disciplined, has to be trained.
他们要去打仗的。
Because they're going to go to the battlefield.
他们要去打败敌人。
They're going to defeat their enemies.
基督徒培养自己的孩子成为耶稣基督的精兵，为主耶稣基督去打败仇敌，去收获人的灵魂，挽救人的灵魂。
So Christian father, that bring your child, bring your children up, that become a soldier of Jesus Christ, so into the battlefield to defeat the enemy and to bring people to Christ.
当然，耶稣基兵的武器不是像这地上的，就是用强权呐、用刀剑呐、用势力啊，不是用这些。
Of course, a soldier of Christ is not like an earthly soldier. Use the power, use the guns and knives, all those things.
我们是神的话语。
Our weaponry is the word of God.
我们是从神来的爱。
And our weaponry is love from God.
主耶稣基督。是靠他的爱来吸引万民归向他。
And Jesus uses his love to lead all the people to him.
基督，耶稣基督的门徒同样也是。
And the disciple of Jesus Christ should be the same thing.
但是无论怎样，你是一个士兵，你是刚强勇敢的人才能做士兵。
So no matter what, as long as you're a soldier, you have to be strong and you have to be bold.
所以在这个方面是有相似的地方，无论你是真正的像世界上的士兵那样去打仗，用强权呢，用什么什么，还是你作为耶稣基督的精兵，你去打仗，你都是一个同样的刚强勇敢。
So as a soldier, that has a similarity. Whether it's an earthly soldier or you're a soldier of Jesus Christ, you have to be strong and you have to be bold.
那么，孩子怎样可以变成这样的人呢？父亲的责任。
And how children can become a person like this. This is the father's responsibility.
不是惹孩子的气啊。
But it's not provoke them.
那么我们父亲怎样做呢？就是我们自己在家里，我们自己的生活，我们的见证。我们自己首先是不是耶稣基督的战士？是不是耶稣基督的仆人？我们自己首先是不是这样的人？
So how do we do that? I think the first thing is ourselves, with ourselves.Is a servant of God, is a servant of the soldier of Jesus Christ in our hope, in our life.
很多弟兄姊妹家里呢，就会挂一个牌子，上面说耶稣基督是我家之主。
And a lot of brothers and sisters' home has this lamp and said that the Lord, Jesus is the house of the Lord.
首先
the Lord of the house.
其实很多父母家里挂这个牌子，他是希望耶稣基督。做我孩子的主，我孩子可以听话，可以听耶稣的话，可以听我的话，可以孝敬父母，顺服父母。
And a lot of times when we put there, we want our children to see it. So they know that they can listen to the word of God, and they can honor their parents and listen to mom.
上帝是我家的主啊，所以你要听神的话呀，你要孝敬父母啊。上帝是我家的主。
God is the Lord of the house, so you need to listen to the Lord and honor your parents.
但是事实上，我们很多做父母，我们往往没有想到，我有没有让耶稣基督做我的主？首先我得让耶稣基督做我的主，我才能让耶稣基督做我孩子的主。
But a lot of times I forgot, I have to let the Lord become my Lord first, and then Lord can become the Lord of my children.
然后当我们的孩子一看，哎呀，家里挂了这个牌子，耶稣基督是我家之主。
And if our children look at this things we hang on there, is that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the house.
然后他一看自己的爸爸妈妈。
Then they look at their parents.
他说，哎，我的爸爸妈妈也不听耶稣的话呀。
And they think, oh, my parents doesn't listen to Jesus.
我的爸爸妈妈也没有把耶稣当主啊。
And my parents didn't treat Jesus as a Lord.
那这样的孩子当然也不会把耶稣当主。
And of course, they are not treat God as a Lord.
那如果他看自己爸妈，他说，哎呀，我的爸爸妈妈真是把耶稣当主啊。
And if you look at his father, say, yeah, my father is truly treat Jesus.
圣经这样说，我的爸爸妈妈真的这样做，不开玩笑。
And the Bible said this way, and my parents doing that way. It's no kidding at all.
真的奉献呢，真的是，服侍神呢，都不为我存钱那么多哎。
It truly serve God. It truly give offering. It don't even save money for me.
真的是把耶稣的话当话，把耶稣当主。
And it's truly true the word of God as a word of God, and treat Lord as a Lord.
他说：“那耶稣基督真的是我家的主。首先，他是我爸爸妈妈的主。”
And then he said, Jesus Christ truly is the Lord of a house because he is the Lord of my parents first.
所以他自然就是我的主啊。
So he obviously is my Lord.
对，我们今天第一个看到，我们做一个纯正的人，纯正的基督徒，这是给我们孩子最大的福气。
So we become a person in integrity in front of God. That's the greatest blessing that we can give to our children.
我的好朋友 Steve 曾经跟我说过，孩子不是向他的父母学习，孩子是拷贝 copy 他的父母。
And my friend Steve always said to me that our children is not learn from their parents, but they copy their parents.
所以我们按神的教训，警戒养育我们的孩子，第一个就是我们自己啊，我们是怎样在生活当中，我们真实的人是一个怎样的人，我们孩子看得很清楚的。
So when we bring them up in the discipline instruction of Lord, the first thing is we are ourselves, what kind of person we are.
第二个，我们要常常跟孩子交流。
And the second, we have to kind of communicate with our children.
啊，就是特别是真的是神叫万事相互效力。你看现在很多社会现象，社会的一些问题，孩子他有热心，啊，他把他的观点表达出来，这是很好的现象。一个年轻人是要有点热心，有点热血。那年纪轻轻心就冷了，那就糟糕了。
Especially today, in today's world, there's a lot of social issues, a lot of problem, political problem, and some of our children have a very passionate about those things they're willing to talk about. This actually is a good thing. If a young man doesn't have a passion, it's not very good.
那这个时候呢，我们基督徒父母就会说，哎呀，你不要管，你还小，什么都不懂，哎呀，家里不谈这些话题。
And as a Christian parent, so probably shouldn't suppress their discussion. You're too young and to discuss this question. We don't talk about this in our family.
不会说，孩子说，哎，爸妈妈怎么看呢？别的家长怎么看呢？
And probably they will ask how our parents you look at this situation, how the other parents look at this issue.
那爸妈就说，哎，这是个好机会，我来告诉你，我是怎么看，爸妈妈怎么看。
And the parents probably say, this is a good opportunity. Let me tell you how do I look at this issue.
然后我们孩子就说，哎呀，你怎么是这样呢？这个你这个不对啊，你如果这样的话，你这个不正确啊。
And maybe our children come to us, how can you look at that way? Maybe you look at this may not be politically correct.
然后我们的孩子哈，他们都在学校里受过很好的训练，他们很会的跟你 debate 的。
And of course, our kids, if in the college kids, they had a good training, and in the debate, they probably debate with you.
还有什么这个 各种。然后我们其实做基督徒就说，哎呀，你说的这些，第一我不是完全了解，第二呢我也不是很在意，我在意是什么，神怎么说。
And so at that time, maybe we our response is honestly says maybe something you said I'm not 100% understand, and also certain things I really don't need to fully understand. My main concern is how God says.
圣经怎么说？
What the Bible says.
所以这是一个非常好的机会，就是按照神的教训和警戒来养育我们的孩子，跟我们孩子交流。
So,
然后呢，告诉孩子我们为什么这样选择，为什么这样判断，为什么我们这样行事为人。原来我们有一个标准，我们有一个准则，这个准则是圣经。
So this is a good opportunity to communicate with our kids why we do this judgment, why we do this, we have this view, and why we acting like this is that we have one standard. That standard is the Bible.
可能我的选择，可能我的判断跟世界上很多的爸爸妈妈们不一样。
Maybe my judgment, my action, my choice is different from most popular world.
可能我的选择和判断，在人看起来，给我自己带来损失，给我们自己家庭带来损失。
Maybe the judgment or maybe the things I'm taking could bring a disadvantage to ourselves, to our family.
或者有人说放大一点，给我们的族群啊，什么什么，然后我们 neighborhood 带来这些损失啊。
Or maybe big, even my judgment could be harmful to my race or country.
但是我们刚刚这项不重要。
But we'll share that with them that that's not a main concern.
神怎么说？
And God is the main concern.
圣经怎么说？
Bible said it's important.
耶稣怎么说？
And Jesus is important.
所以如果我们每天在我们家庭中的行事为人，我们跟孩子的交流当中，我们是这样，我们给孩子带去极大的祝福。
So if we have this type of communication, like according to this way, and we'll bring a blessing to our children.
斯普登，查尔斯·斯普登说，我们行为纯正的表率，或许正是神用来拯救我们儿女的方法。
And Spurgeon also said, I interpret maybe God's means of saving our sons and daughters.
我们再看第二处，我们今天一开始就读的经文，箴言的十四章二十六节。
And let's look at the second scripture we read in the beginning of the portion.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
And Proverbs 14:26 said, in the fear of the Lord, there's a strong,and there's a strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge.
那今天这个美国这个社会环境当中，尤其是最近发生的一些事情，有一些人尤其是像我们这样作为少数族裔的人，这个定居在这片土地上，可能心里有点担忧啊，有点忧虑啊。哎，我们作为少数族裔如何如何？
In today's society, in light of recent event, some of the people, like a minority in this world, might have some worries about living in this dwelling in this land.
就是我们会想到安全问题。
And we think about the security issue.
现在我们知道，在美国有些城市，这个警察局都关门了，警察的预算都停掉了。
And there's some place in the city they have a defund police, and there's no police on the street anymore.
我们会想到安全问题。
And we think about the safety issue.
尤其是可能，哎，我们想，哎，我们是少数族裔啊，怎么会？
And especially think of we are minority, it will be could be worse.
作为父亲有一个不可推卸的责任，就是我们要保护自己的家庭，尤其是保护自己的孩子啊。我们要作为孩子的避难所。
As a parents, as a father, I think we have another responsibility. We have to protect our children, and we should ourselves become a refuge of our children.
那我们父亲怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
哎呀，这个世界上的父亲想很多办法。
So as an earthly father, we think about a lot of way for the safety of our children.
保护我的孩子，保护我的家庭。
Protect my family and protect my children.
成我孩子避难所。
And become the refuge of my children.
其实很多这些方法一点用都没有。
But lot of method actually has no use at all.
圣经告诉我们，父亲的方法怎样成为孩子的避难所。
And the Bible tells us a way as a father how we can become a refuge of our children.
敬畏神。
Instead, fear the Lord.
你当一个敬畏神的父亲。
And he become a father of the fear of the Lord.
你真的把上帝就当上帝。
He truly treat God as a God.
敬畏他。
And fear him, fear of him.
当你深深的敬畏神，你就知道神对我们所怀的慈爱是何等大。
When you truly fear the Lord, you come to realize how great a love that God has for us.
你才会真正的去爱上帝。
And you truly love God.
圣经告诉我们，一个真正敬畏神的人，他是一个最刚强勇敢的人。
And the Bible told us a person who fears God and he is the most strong and courageous person.
以赛亚书51:12，唯有我，就是神自己说，唯有上帝是安慰你们的。你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变为草的世人。
And in Isaiah chapter 51 verse 12, God says, I, God, even I am him who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of men who will die and the sons of the men who will be made like a grass?
我们今天很多时候很怕，哎呀，这种人会来打我们，那种人会来打我们，哎呀，我们怎么办？
Today, a lot of times we have a lot of fears. This people may attack me, the other one could harmful to me.
神说，你忘了敬畏神，你忘了把上帝当上帝。
And but God says, if you have this fear, you forgot fear God, and you forgot to treat God as a God.
你如果真的敬畏神，你真的把上帝当上帝，就知道那些人是没有什么可怕的，不过是草啊。
If you really truly fear God and treat God as a God, treat God as a God, and then you know that no, you should not fear any people because they are grasses.
然后耶稣说，杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
And Jesus even mentioned that do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
只有呢，把身体灵魂都灭在地狱里的，谁要怕他？就上帝是我们真正应该怕。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.And basically put that way, it's only God is the one we should do.
当你真正的怕上帝、敬畏上帝的时候，你在世界上你真的是一个刚强的人。
And when you truly feel God, and then in this world, you truly become a strong person.
然后你孩子就会看见你，我的父亲是一个刚强的，我的父亲有信心。
And your children will see my father is a strong person because he has a faith.
虽然这个世界是这个样子，虽然很多舆论是这个样子，但我看我的父亲。
But even the world is like this. Even the media is pictured things like this. But I watch my father.
我的父亲一点都不怕，他可以保护我，他是我的避难所。
My father is not feared, and he will protect me, and he's my refuge.
然后我知道我的父亲为什么有信心，为什么不怕，因为他敬畏神。
And I know why he's not feared.Why not is afraid of all those things because he feared the Lord.
所以如果有一天我长大了，我敬畏神，我也可以成为像我父亲这样的。
So one day when I grew up, when I feared the Lord, I can become a strong person like my father.
最后我想我们大家一起来听一首歌啊。这首歌呢是 Diana Warren 写给他父亲的歌。
And finally, I want to each of us let's hear a song. And this song is written by Diana Warren, and she wrote it to her father.
今天是父亲节嘛，所以我们做父亲的，我们来听一首人家写给父亲的歌。
And today's Father's Day, so I want, as a father, let's hear a song that someone wrote to her father.
这个 Diana Warren 被有些人说她是美国的创作女王，写了非常非常多非常流行的好歌。
And Diana Warren, of course, she was called Queen of the Artist, and he made a lot of songs.
这首歌是那个 Celine Dion 唱的，我们一起来听一下啊，四分多钟时间。
It's about 4 minutes. Let's hear the song.
可以把音箱打开吗？哦，那个 那个可能音频要插上去，通过 speaker 放出来。那个我觉得那个 Zoom 收集不到音频就算了，没有办法两全。大家一听就知道，非常脍炙人口的一首歌。
And I think probably a lot of people are familiar with the song, and it's a very good song.
啊，那老我们这个年纪知道啊。它是自动播放啊，我先退出来啊。声音吗？好的，那就算了哈。当然，这也是写给地上父亲的歌，就是，虽然他的歌词可以给我们带来很多的一些思考哈，但他这个歌词大意说的是什么呢？他感谢他的父亲给他生命中带来的喜乐。
Okay, so this is the song, of course, that wrote to his earthly father, but this can make us think, meditate a little bit, and he.Some talk about the earthly father, the joy that he brings.
然后，他说他的父亲，其实我们知道 Diana Warren 小时候是一个非常非常普通的女孩。
And we know that the author, the Diana Warren, actually, when she was a child.
For all those times she stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see.For the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're
Cross for us.
所以今天我们每一个人，我们都有一个存， 纯正的父亲，最完美的父亲，就是我们在天上的阿爸父。
So today, every one of us, we have a most perfect father. That is a heavenly father.
所以今天我们在座的父亲们，我们没有任何借口，我们自己不成为一个纯全、纯正的父亲。
And so today, our father sit here. We don't have any excuse that we not become a father of integrity in front of God.
就这样，我们才给我们孩子带来最大的福气。
And by doing this, we bring a great blessing to our children.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to become flesh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督代替我们在十字架上受死，接受罪的刑罚。
We thank you that Jesus died on the cross, take our place to have the punishment. 对，
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead, buried, the third day raised from the dead.
感谢神给我们有这样宝贵的信心。
Thank God that gave us the precious faith.
让我们紧紧因着信靠接受主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
Thank you that Jesus, just by this faith in Jesus Christ, what he has done on the cross, and our sin be forgiven.
我们就成为新造的人。
And we become a new creation.
我们愿圣灵来光照我们，来带领我们每一个在座的父亲。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us each one of us, fathers here.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们真知道我们自己，我们首先做一个合神心意纯正的基督徒，只有这样我们才是给我们的孩子带来最大的福气。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so we understand that ourselves become a person of integrity in front of God, and that's the great blessing we can bring to our children.
我们自己首先是成为一个把上帝当作上帝，真正的敬畏神，真正的爱神的人。
And ourselves first become a truly a person treat God as God, feel God and love God.
就这样，我们才能保护我们的孩子，才能成为我们孩子的避难所。
And so that we can protect our children and become their refuge.
也让我们的孩子有一天能够找到那真正的避难所，就是主耶稣基督。
And so that our children, that one day they can find their true refuge, that is Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢主，几天前我在看我们上一期的这个船的杂志。他的封底有一篇文章啊，他里面说他就是有一个小的调查，说在如果这个家一个家庭当中，如果是孩子先信主的话，那他带领就全家来信主的几率是3.5%，好像是。然后如果是母亲是第一个信主的呢，他带领全家信主的几率是17%。那如果是父亲是全家第一个信主，那这个数字就飙升到93%，所以我们就可以看到这个父亲在一个家庭当中啊，特别是在这个属灵的带领上面特别重要，所以我们也求神能够兴起我们教会当中的弟兄啊，做父亲的能够就是带领我们每一个家庭能够来到神的面前。能够真的敬畏神，不管是孩子还是全家都能够来敬畏神，把荣耀都归给神。我们一起起立，我们来唱回应诗歌三一颂。
赞美真神万福之歌，世上万民赞美主恩，遍世天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，万
请坐。我们下面是欢迎新朋友的时间，有没有第一次来到我们当中的新朋友？那我们下面有一些报告的事项，那么我们教会的下一阶段的这个聚会安排呢，就是像我们以前报告的，就是我们暂定在7月5日之后，就是独立日之后的这个周五呢，开始周五的聚会和祷告会都会在教会，就是说在 Zoom 上面的这个祷告会和周五的查经聚会在7月5日之后会停止。然后并且但是在7月份我们主日的聚会仍然在保留在线上和实体的聚会。那在8月第一周我们就开始恢复主日的实体聚会，也就是说在线上的Zoom 的聚会在8月会。那我们这些决定呢仍然是会来根据当地政府这个开放的一些政策来会进行一些，也许会进行调整，或者是我们只是暂定这样的一个计划。请大家呢继续的为我们实体的聚会来祷告。如果在这一段时间如果你没有来到教会聚会，如果有任何的奉献可以寄支票到教会的邮箱地址在下面，或者是你也可以drop 到教会的邮箱里面。这是我们上一周的奉献，大家可以看一下。好，最后我们请大家一同起立，我们来做信仰告白。好，一起。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督上帝的独生子，并着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。好，最后我们请文涛弟兄来为我们祝祷。
我们来用哥林多后书13:14来祝祷。
We use Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14 as a benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐，我们可以在各自的座位上默祷散会。也请大家能够继续参加我们在线上的祷告会，姊妹聚会，还有弟兄聚会，还有周五的查经以及主日崇拜。谢谢主。Thank you.